RTL Original Podcast.
Shortly before hitting the stage at Den Atelier earlier this year, our own Steve Miller caught up with the multi-platinum selling and viral sensation Oliver Tree to get his take on song 2. Oliver is a straight shooter. Basically, every song needs to be a song 2, and yes, second songs are indeed vital, but each and every other track needs to hit that height too. Enjoy Oliver Tree on this week's Song 2.
And it's your boy Oliver Tree, and you are listening to the one and only, the greatest station in the entire universe, Today Radio. Don't change the dial.
Baby, don't distract me, I'm a goner. I lost the, like, why the hell you wanna play me that way? You're bad, babe.
Now, I'm going to lead you into something here, because there's only two stipulations that my boss gave me with regards to this interview. Basically, running orders of songs on albums, and I wanted to ask you about this. So the question I was leading to, my colleague Stephen Lowe has a podcast where he tries to extol the virtues of an album's second track. It's called Song 2. Because he's convinced, and quite a few people that we've actually interviewed previously, that often the second track on an album is the, or at least one of the strongest. Do you want to, for example, you're always trying to improve yourself. Do you think, okay, you're going to love this, and then you hit them with something even better?
I think you want to start with your best foot forward for one, but I would say you don't even know what that is. And like the first song I put out on this album, it didn't do nearly as well as the second song. So maybe just by the reality of it, yeah, you got to start even stronger.
How important do you feel it is, with you being right at the center of your work, about how a listener progresses both through your albums and experiences your live sets?
Well, yeah, they're both very, very different experiences. So to answer the first part of it, the album, I'm not even sure if people listen to albums anymore. I don't even think they do. This new album, I think I take a lot of pride in because it's cohesive. There's a cohesive sound, even though it spans so many genres, but it's almost like a selected works. It's almost like a bunch of singles. They're all my favorite singles that I made over the last 3 years. That being said, I feel like it's a very cohesive album. It's designed to be listened as an album. We have it on vinyl, so you can listen to it front to back. The order is important. You want to start with some of the bangers up front, and you want to start with things that you've already pushed as singles so that people, there's some familiarity there. It's hard to get people to listen to an album. So for me, it's like kind of building out the singles on the first half and the second half, which may have even bigger songs on it, but just putting the ones that I know are ones that I feel I resonate with and that I'm investing money into so that people are at least somewhat familiar with the experience, because it's a lot to take on 14 unreleased songs, you know. But you want to start strong and you want to end strong. That's important.
I got fair weather friends in my G-Class Benz. Some stay, some go, some days it depends. I ain't seen you since way back then when we both crossed paths.
But no one knows what strong is anymore. No one has any idea what's the biggest song, what's going to be the most efficient way to start an album. It is what it is. You're just making what you love and what you know. So you really just got to put your taste forward and just say, this is what I want to hear. And the way I package kind of order is tends to be, okay, I'm going, every album is different, but this one, it's like, okay, I got some rap songs, I'm putting those together. Okay, I worked with the same person on these two songs. They tend to have a similar characteristics, even if they're different genres. Okay, put the songs with the same artists or producers or people I worked with closer together, and not always, but that's sometimes something I tend to do on all my albums, is kind of package together things that were made at a similar time period in a similar era, so it takes you on that journey.
This is not the same thing, you are not like me, we are not the same league. Tuesday night I'm eating dinner with porn stars, Michelin restaurants, 3 stars, 4 stars, look at my report card, baby, I'm a workhorse. You ain't shit, I'm that friend who will fuck your bitch, but don't
before I roll to split. But also, it might just be like, oh, well, I rap on these three songs on this album. I put those three rap ones together to take you through a palate cleanse of that and take you somewhere else. Other times, I'm like, I want to mix it up and not put them close together. But as far as the live show goes, it's about being a crowd pleaser. I want to deliver all the songs these people love, all the songs that went gold, all the songs that went platinum, all the songs that, you know, for me are the fan favorites that I know. And then I want to mix in enough of the new material and take them on a journey. And obviously you start strong and you got to end even stronger. So for me, that's just about giving the people what they came and paid their hard-earned money to come see.
Cool.
Baby, you're my essence. You make me lose my mind. I can't live a day here without you by my side. I won't ever leave you. I need you in my life. Without you, I'm nothing.
Now, what you were alluding to there with, you know, you put that on, you want to slap them in the face and say, hey, we're here, let's go. Do you think that's even more so for the second song than the first?
Yeah, it's just hard to gauge, you know? It's like, what is better? It's art, it's subjective. That's what makes it so great, is that we don't know what anyone, we know what we like, and that's what makes it our thing. And that's why art is so special, because it connects with us or it doesn't. So when it does connect, it feels like it's our thing, whether we made it or we're listening to it as a fan, it's our thing. You know, if we like it, that's a very personal thing to say, here, listen to this song that I like, and show someone. If they don't like it, that's a vulnerable place. It's even more vulnerable if you made it.
I need you in my presence. You always know what to say to me. You're everything from my A to Z. You're the only thing saving me. I need you now. Baby, you're my essence.
But the reality is, you gotta make that album. Every song needs to be what you're referring to as song two. The whole thing in this modern day needs to be one song two after another. And for me, I think the thing that's really important is to make that last song very strong, because you want people to listen to the album and hear it and finish it and say, you know what? Let's put it on again.
Sweet. That's a nice way to put it. Excellent. You'll be pleased with that result. Thank you.